How many times have we hidden from someone whom we do not want to have a word with? In the mall, with someone, and you realize that that other person who hurt you, with whom you had an altercation, who rubbed you the wrong way, she is close to the place where you are. She has not seen you yet, but you already saw her. And as you see her, you turn back and hide. You look for something to do in order not to meet her face to face. Because you know that in your heart still, there is something not so good against this person. I don't know if it's a coincidence that he is speaking this. Rather, I call him God incidents. But how many times has the same thing happened to you? Now, how many friendships have been lost? Friendships of years that have been lost for a small difference, due to a small problem, due to an agreement that was not right. How many societies have ended due to misunderstandings and mismanagement? How many people have we removed from us because they have simply had an unlike to us? As human beings, we are full of so much differences. We are full of so many mistakes. The most tremendous thing is when this appears and happens within the family. When the times comes, years, months, hours pass, the minutes in which you don't care to talk to your family or not, to the people that God placed next to you, it's tremendous. How money can damage a relationship between brothers, it's tremendous how we spend time and let time pass that flies away without speaking to that mother, that father, without speaking to that husband, to that wife. Without speaking to their children, without speaking to that brother, that sister, that the Lord gave us. We let the distance turn external and let pride govern us. But that pride, put it on the chair of the heart to judge and say that you were offended, and better yet, they ask for your forgiveness. It's tremendous when human beings think this way, so irrational, that sometimes animals think so differently and their attitude is so different. God has endowed us with the ability to think, to reason, but to also to love. But how are we going to love if God is not in our hearts? First, and how are we going to love if we always try to question everything and to have self-mercy and to the point of saying, I do not deserve this because I am good? But well, there is a word in Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17. As irons sharpen iron, so a friend sharpens his friend. Today, I want to tell you about forgiveness and the importance of releasing, downloading, delivering, being free to have a fullness of life. Sometimes we complicate life so much for pride. We complicate life so much that we get away from people that we once loved. And that love, we built a fence, a wall around us that we do not allow anyone to come in. And when it comes to family, it hurts us more and we end up separating everyone. Forgiveness through the Bible is a value that has great importance. A lot of importance for God. Jesus himself taught us to forgive. taught us to love, the importance of forgiving is not forgetting, not seeking revenge, or feeling good when our enemy is doing badly. It's refreshing. I don't wish any bad, but it's that I feel refreshed. He had to learn, and much amendeth when it occurs within the family. This is complicated, right? But it's necessary subject, because for God, it is important. I cannot say that I follow Christ and that I love God if first I do not love my brother, who I am seeing. It is essential to forgive, knowing to understand people when having a relationship, in this case, a family relationship. The family is a group of human beings, and we are humans that are always different conflicts, and that is why this word teaches us, gives us the example to convert a mineral in a beautiful and valuable knife or tool. Another mineral is required, just as strong, and the friction between the two is useful for the elaboration of this tool. The same thing happens in the family. The difference and conflicts, in this case, the friction that may occur between parents, children, husband, wife, many times they will make it necessary to build character and to have a solid family. The question is, what attitude do we take when we have friction with a family member? When they said something that we did not like? And when one of the family members failed you? What is our behavior? For example, between spouses, there will be always be friction at any time. But Paul teaches us in the book of Ephesians not to let the sun go down on your anger. Another version says that anger does not last all day. That is, we must take a wise position in God to face this friction, and with wisdom to learn and win. Because I tell you to learn and win. Because each difficult circumstance leaves us a teaching. Especially when it comes to the family. Psalms 127, 4 and 5 teaches us that children are like arrows, and the man will fill his quiver with them is blessed, because he will not be ashamed in front of his enemies. You know, that's important to learn, to listen and listen. It is important to have the wisdom to take advantage of every circumstance in our family and to really realize what God wants to teach us and what is really missing from us. It is sad that we keep loved ones away and that we get away from them for a bit of pride or fear, sadness, or disappointment. But when God comes into your life, makes you look at things from a different perspective. Today, God's strong call for you to get rid of that pride, that barrier, and get closer to that brother, that sister, that father, that mother, that family member that you shouldn't have let go, that perhaps hurt you. It's time to forgive. It's time to get close. Those unfinished things that we have left in our life, especially in our family, and move forward. It is time for you as a father to run to your children and ask for forgiveness, that they see that great example of Jesus in you. It is time for your son or daughter to run to your parents and ask for forgiveness. Receive that honor. if they are not the best, they are not, but they are your parents. And there is nothing more beautiful to help you enjoy life, to have a healthy heart, pure, clean, free from resentment, free from all roots of bitterness, free from forgiveness, that moment of letting go, all resentment in your heart, and being able to enjoy that love of God in our life. Perhaps the time has come to go home. Express to all that you love, what are you waiting for? How much more time are you going to wait? Perhaps you're listening to this audio today and you're saying, tomorrow I will do it. Allow me to tell you, what would happen if tomorrow doesn't exist? What would happen if everything ends right now? It's sad that we only come to recognize our mistakes in a grave. It's sad that we ask for forgiveness. That we ask for forgiveness only when everything has ended, in quotes. It's sad. That if we start now, it's not that we have to do it with you. It's that you must do it. And that will set you free. Let's not hide behind the expression, I will let time pass. Because time heals everything. If this phrase was true and real, we could all sin freely, offending God in every moment with our actions, and at the same point it will pass him. He will take us to his glory so that we do not go to that place of torment. But however, it's not so. There is only forgiveness when there is a true repentance and we leave the past behind. It is the same with the family. I do not think that time heals everything. To the contrary, I think that time worsens everything. Maybe you can sleep the wound, but at the same point, that wound will touch and you will realize that it's alive and that there is pain. Maybe it's time to solve something. The Bible is full of examples of how families allow themselves to be damaged, as in cancer damages a body, to spread through all their organs, to the end of destroying them, ending them, like a little lack of forgiveness, like pain, grew like that cancer to become a root of bitterness and end up angry with everyone and more with our families. An example of this was the family of David, when his eldest son raped his own sister and his other brother to avenge what his brother did to his sister. I don't know if you understand, he killed him. This is tremendous, right? Do you remember the story of Cain and Abel? Cain left his heart to be damaged out of pride for resentment, and he invited his brother in a place and killed him. Ended his life. Oh, when Joseph's brothers were jealous of him and sold him to be a slave. I can continue to mention more. As for example, Maria spoke of her brother Moses at a certain point to such an extent that when speaking of her brother, she fell into leprosy. Or Michael, the wife of David, when she saw that David was dancing, she began to speak of him and remained sterile. And so I can continue to mention circumstances, problems at home. And that if there had been forgiveness, if they had been resolved instantly, as the grandparents say, another song will be like this. Happens to us among brothers, among children of God too. What resentment, what pain are you saving today? Don't take it so seriously, so personal. Every time I meet with leaders, I teach them something and tell you everything that happens in the midst of our differences is necessary to learn to take the good. Never take something as personal. Take it as a time of God to improve your character in your life. What the Father wants to teach you today, only you know, with this simple and clear word, is the time to forgive. And what a blessing. What a great blessing when that forgiveness is given in the family. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for what you are teaching us. Thank you because today we can understand the blessing that there is in forgiving and letting go. Letting go of being free and given a new opportunity. Father, I pray for those homes that are totally destroyed homes. Lord, that are hurting parents, husbands, wives, children. Lord, only you can change the pain of the hearts for endless joy. Father, how many people today are listening to me who have experienced disappointments with their relatives, disappointed parents with their children, disappointed children with their parents? Lord, change the perspective. Heal the hearts. Help us to advance, but to understand that to advance, the first step is to ask for forgiveness and forgive. Help us, because we cannot do it alone. Father, we must know how to give today by putting into practice. Bring freedom in the name of Jesus. This translation is from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember, this word, it's time to forgive. God always arrives in time. And perhaps what you are living today is because you have to reconsider. Forgive to be free and to be healed. I invite you to follow us on our Just in Time devotional YouTube channel. Who will subscribe you there? On Instagram, Pastor Elias HC. Blessings.